This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Helen Chervitz and Leon Rurikovsky lived in Swampscott, north of Boston, for about 15 years. They raised a child there. They moved to New York for several years and then went to their native country for Leon's investment business. The country is Ukraine. That was more than 10 years ago, and they say they got stuck in Ukraine due to work. Russian troops invaded the country a year ago tomorrow. We introduced you to Helen and Leon not long after the war began. They are still in Kyiv today. Helen and Leon, how are you?
We have seen better days, but we are doing all right.
Yes, very good, considering.
You are such optimists, and I'm really happy to hear that you're doing okay, because at the time we first spoke to you about a year ago, Helen, you said the conditions were livable. Leon, you said you felt relatively safe, but we know that a lot has transpired in the last year, and Kyiv has been targeted by Russians for more bombing. Have you been in the line of any kind of Russian offense?
The bomb exploded 2 blocks from our house and all our windows got shattered and I saw smoke. I was doing my exercises on the balcony and my neighbor looked up and she said, like, Helen, do you know what it is? Oh, just a bomb. I thought I was joking, but it was really 2 blocks, and there's the block where the bomb exploded, all the windows were broken. They're still covered like in wood, like it's a World War II. That was as close as we got to explosions, but actually the other ones were a 15 minutes ride, 10 minutes ride from our apartment building.
Yes, and I still, like a year ago, I still feel relatively safe, because I think that the probability of the missile getting into our window is extremely low.
But are you both hearing the sirens go off? I mean, how do you know?
All the time.
Yes. Ceaseless sounds. And actually, where the bomb exploded near my house, there is a park, and I was running in that park. That morning, I did not go running.
And how do you know when it might be a block away? How do you know when you need to run for cover, and do you have a place to run to?
We never did. We never ran for cover.
We never went to bomb shelter, because we'd rather watch Netflix at home than being underground with baby crying and dogs and people crowded. I mean, people were putting tents in the subway.
And these sirens, it's just like, for example, a loud music that somebody is playing nearby all the time. It disturbs you, that's all.
The music that you don't like.
The music that you don't like.
What would be the music you would choose to be listening to when the sirens go off?
Rap. Bossa Nova, I don't know. We turn our radio on. I think Leon reacts more to the sirens than I do.
So what is it like on a day-to-day basis to live in a country that is in the midst of a war? I mean, how does that affect you aside from the sirens, aside from the fear? What else are you experiencing?
I would not say experience fear, but there are a lot of inconveniences because of blackouts. And usually they're scheduled, but there are a lot of emergency blackouts. And people are forced to set their alarm clocks at 2 a.m. to do laundry, to do some heating, to do some cooking.
Because that's when the power is on.
Because most of the households depend on electric appliances and have like electric stove. And those who have gas stoves, they host relatives and family or friends. And so they can cook at least for the children.
Hmm. And when you don't have any power, what happens?
We were lucky enough, and we are lucky enough, because Central Ukrainian Radio is in our backyard, so we did not experience blackouts that often. What do we do? We read with the candlelight. We have romantic candlelight dinner.
Helen, I know you've put your U.S. ties to good use and reached out to synagogues here in the U.S. and in the Boston area for help in getting generators and battery chargers and other equipment that people can use there in Ukraine when they are without power and have no heat. How did you make those requests and how have they been received?
I just went on Google and started to contact different synagogues, sending letters with my articles and with a wish list of appliances. And I got some responses, not as many as I hoped I would receive, but still those appliances are coming and they keep coming. And people are so grateful. Some of them are literally crying. And some of them saying they have never thought that such miracle works appliances existed. And as one put it very nicely, that it does not just illuminate my place, it illuminates my heart.
It illuminates their heart as well. You have a daughter who is still living in the greater Boston area, and I wonder if she has asked you to please come back.
Many times.
Many times. And actually, my daughter initiated that project because she collected first $3,000 among her friends, and I was placing orders on Amazon with the money she collected.
And what do you tell her when she says, please come back to the U.S.?
You can't leave Leon's business and people. It's a lot of responsibilities. Like, Leon's business is the major reason because there are employees and their families. So how to abandon the project and people?
Ukrainian employees. I know you're both extremely busy, and I wonder what you're going to be doing when we hang up from this conversation.
We are going to have dinner, believe it or not. Maybe in addition to dinner, I will have a glass of wine. What happened since the war started, Leon started to cook. So, and Leon Googles and finds recipes. So,
I'm doing well.
I'm in good hands. So I never know what's for dinner. It's always surprising. It's always delicious. So my life has changed for the better, actually.
One of the unexpected byproducts of the situation that you're in that can be otherwise bleak. It's so nice to talk to you. I'm so happy, as I know our listeners will be, that you're doing well. Thank you, Leon and Helen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Helen Chervitz and Leon Rurikovsky lived in Swampscott for 15 years, but they've been back in their native Ukraine for more than a decade. They've lived in Kyiv throughout the war that began 1 year ago.